Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Josh is back. He proposes to Christy, Stupid World Records, and Donnie Baker. We'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
See my new show on Animal Planet, where I travel the country eating the state bird.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back, especially to Josh. While he was gone, we took his chair.
Yeah.
Did you get a decent chair yet?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm coming.
All right. Okay.
You do everything with Josh Extra. His anniversary. He's been here 4 years. We had a week-long celebration.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that was
fun. We said goodbye to him for a week.
I appreciate it.
And now we're going to say hello to him for a week.
Because he's his favorite.
We're not getting the cake until tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, tomorrow's Oskay's birthday, so we need a cake.
Yeah, but he's not. Is he going to be
here? That's been handled.
Yeah.
That's banana.
All right.
What's your favorite kind of cake, Josh?
Wedding cake.
Really?
I run.
Oh, wow.
You're a romantic.
Wait a second. Didn't you just go on vacation by yourself?
Yeah. That doesn't mean I can't enjoy the cake.
No, I'm just watching you turn red and suffer as I do this to you. I'm so sorry.
Why is he suffering?
He's fine. Everything's good.
We're the ones suffering. We've been married multiple times. He ain't.
I'm not suffering.
Yeah, you are. You're suffering.
We all
No, I'm not.
Isn't she sweet? That's Christy Lee. She's at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Mr. McGee, Mr. Cosby. Ace Cosby's got a new position. The Omaha Steaks joke of the day.
Yeah.
The best steaks in the land want to get together with the best jokes in the land.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to that, Ace. Also coming up today, Donnie Baker, Brent Terhune, comedian, Reno Collier, comedian, Willie G is right there, Patty G in the next room. Pat, can we do your new song here in just a few minutes?
For Josh?
Yeah, it was so much fun to welcome Josh back.
Oh, boy. Here Brett Terhune gets one mention in one magazine that's Variety Magazine. All of a sudden, we talk to him every week.
Okay. We just did your Welcome Back song last
and
hour,
and
apparently we're doing it again this hour.
Again.
So shut up.
Run it again.
Yeah,
thank
you. Run it again. Man, here we go.
I have to be honest about something. It's been a while since I've sat next to this close to Christy.
Yeah?
Damn, girl.
Oh, like geez. I said, look at the man's been in a cabin for a week.
Yeah, that's
I don't know if it's the stripes or
is it a good presentation?
It's not bad.
Let's not get into any detail.
No. I want to.
Okay, Christy. By the way, Josh had a special request for you. It's just for you.
Okay.
Christy, I did a lot of thinking up there.
Sometimes what you want is right in front of your face.
Sure, I didn't even realize to be my mom. But
sometimes you don't see the forest for the trees. And what I'm saying is, I'd like to be your tree if you'll let me
be your
prance around in your forest. I had this written down. I had it written down, and I know I'm not. I mean, I know I blew it. But
oh my gosh! That Ralph Waldo Emerson had an effect on
it. Proposal.
I mean, your prose,
the sincerity of it, that was amazing.
I know they've had reality television for everything. Have they ever had a reality show that's just proposals and is awkward and poorly written?
They have the 90 Day Fiance or whatever. What is
Married at First Sight?
Yeah,
Married at First.
But no, but instead
Ace
of that,
watches all those, all that stuff.
But 90 Day Fiance or something.
Instead of that gimmick, I think I'm just saying if you, someone could write in and go, look, I'm gonna. Because we have the, what is it now, the gender reveal, they make a big deal out of it, and they set the forest on fire last week, but some idiot can't hang those people quick enough. It's a shame the baby doesn't have a mother, but she's got to go. You get coupled, like a guy would write in and go, I'm going to do a big proposal, and they'd set something up, and but they wouldn't write it for him, so or for her.
Oh,
just to see how they badly they would screw it up, especially with the cameras rolling.
Well, it's a very nerve-wracking time.
Of course it is. I'm just saying, I think it might be some pretty good television. Unscripted.
It'd be cringeworthy.
Yeah.
You like cringe TV?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Watch The Bachelor.
No thanks.
Be cringy TV.
I'm around enough narcissists as it is. I don't need to. I don't need to watch them on TV.
Hey, wait a minute.
I think he's talking about me.
I think he's talking about us.
I can't believe this is happening to me. Well, it's happening to you because you volunteered.
You signed
for it.
Up for the show, lady.
And there are cameras everywhere. What did you think was going to happen? Back to you. I'm sorry, back to you.
Police in Florida were called to an apartment in Tampa.
Sounds like a news story to me.
To find the resident screaming at the television. Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies responded Wednesday night after a neighbor had reported hearing someone shouting, shoot, shoot. The complainant also told police he heard a couple screaming at each other, with one yelling, I dare you to shoot.
Oh, my gosh.
Deputies found Devin Garnett and two of his friends, all Tampa Bay Lightning fans, watching Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final, hence the sports angle.
There you go.
What happened to you famously, Josh?
Yeah.
What?
When you were watching one of those eating competitions and you were screaming, swallow, swallow. And
right, they, right, yeah. They
thought it was some kind of porno being filmed.
Hey, I heard you and your lady last night. Yes, that was me and my lady. That's what we were doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So these guys are just screaming, shoot, shoot, and they...
Yeah, a neighbor thought it was something.
God.
Deputies say they thought there were guns in the house, and we were like, nope, they're just screaming for Stamkos in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Oh. You see, I think Kevin Shattenkirk in one of the games, that's Tom's favorite NHL player. Mm-hmm.
What a great name, huh?
Yeah,
Deuces.
Chat Deuces. He's number 22. He scored an overtime goal, and I thought Tom would appreciate that.
And you have chosen to move your fandom temporarily over to the Tampa Bay.
I mean, they've been so good for the last few years that
I don't think that's. I don't think we can allow that.
No,
the Blues were champs last year. You just have
to
wait.
Just give up on
them. Can't just switch to win.
Look, guys, this isn't a real season anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you're going to be. This is the ass of the season.
That's
good point.
Absolutely go with, true. Right? Absolutely.
Okay, so they're screaming, shoot, shoot, and they think it's. Like a kidnapping or something?
No, they think it's gunplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dare you to shoot.
Oh, wow. What if they've been watching golf? It's in the hole. Again, our neighbors are very horny.
You got some horny neighbors.
Horny neighbors.
Horny neighbors.
Horny neighbors.
Listen to that sigh.
A Tennessee woman has set the Guinness World Record for the longest time consecutively hugging a tree.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Adrienne Long hugged a tree at Heritage Park in Brainerd. Can't we take care of this right here in Brainerd? For 10 hours and 5 minutes, beating the previous record of 8 hours. Long's friend... Sarah Medley organized dance, yoga, and guided meditation for the event. Hasn't this woman suffered enough?
My goodness.
No, they loved it. She wanted all that.
They also raised funds for the Chattanooga Audubon Society.
Well, I love that. I love birds.
Yeah.
I love birds.
John J. Audubon.
I love highways where you can go as fast as you want.
Do they get
the highways, the byway, the Audubon?
Bathroom breaks?
She may have had to pee on the train.
Here we
it
go.
Says longest time consecutive. I don't think they did get a bathroom break. There. I'll
consecutive?
Throw it out there. Yep,
yeah.
That's what it says.
Wow, that is sad.
Pants were full of mess.
That's what it says right there.
Wow. And your arms would be tired.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Do you ever meet a long hugger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. Long huggers, handshaker. Well, we don't have to worry about handshaking anymore.
You don't a big hug?
Not a long one.
But a long hugger.
No, not only that.
My dad's favorite hug is a handshake.
But they come up.
Now, it's more of an air elbow.
They look at you. I'm a hugger. I'm a puncher. Bam!
I'm a kicker.
Are you working out bits on us?
Yeah, that's right. What do you think of that?
I think you should do it.
I'm a puncher.
That's ready for the stage.
You know what I mean? Toward the end, Christy, put it toward the
end. I mean, there's the kind of quick... There's sort of the quick arm on the shoulder tap hug.
And then there's the awkward.
And there's the awkward. Okay. It's like the Pepe Le Pew thing.
Maybe they're flirting with you a little bit.
See, I used to hate the long hug until I figured out how to solve it.
How's that?
Now when I'm in the middle of a long hug, I just go, I've got a boner.
Aunt Marcia. Father Mulrooney. The long hugger, I should have made this clear. The long hugger is usually that aunt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. And then you've got that uncle that has the crush handshake. God, I hate that.
Well, or the uncle who insists you go down in the basement. He's got the video camera set up.
That guy. Yeah.
Oh, that uncle. Am I the only
one? He had good taffy, but
remember that guy?
You had to pull it yourself. Though.
We were at a CD signing, and the guy tried to pick me up out of the chair with his handshake. Remember that guy?
Oh, dude.
I'll never forget that. Not a jerk.
Do they know? They know. They have a painful handshake, right? Or they?
Oh yeah, and they love it. They pride themselves on it.
It's a competition. Yeah,
they go, I got a firm handshake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the
I work hard and I play hard.
So I'm trying to find pictures of this lady hugging the tree.
What kind of tree was it? Was it a nice tree?
Yeah, well, how big of that was?
Oh, wait a second.
Is this teeny tiny
blows.
Tree? Is it like a sapling?
It's like a 10-inch. In a diameter tree. She's just standing there holding
it. Yeah, but
holding up, not actually wrapped her arms around?
Her arms are kind of wrapped, but it's pretty casual. It's like you were watching a football game holding on to your sweetie.
Oh, yeah, we want the big hug face to the...
I thought her legs were wrapped around
it. Oh, no, yeah, this is bogus.
If you're going to be crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. And
here's how interesting this is. Christy, if you have the picture where it shows the rest of the park, everyone's completely ignoring it. Okay. Are we still doing sports?
Or does it seem like it?
Stupid world record.
First of all, we have a new world record as far as free throws go. 69 by...
Woo!
69. Boys are going out tonight.
I know.
Let me tell you the mechanics.
All right, let's not review it. What is this?
By someone named Anthony Miracola.
69 I never free met a throws in, that I in didn't what mind. Period of time?
60 seconds.
Oh my gosh!
And he's got. It looks like one of those little Papa shots.
Papa shot.
Oh yeah.
It's an elaborate Papa shot.
Deals, but he makes 69.
Good for him.
And he missed one.
Yeah.
No, he missed one.
He did miss one.
So they start counting again. So they start counting again, I think, and then.
I think the other ball knocked it in.
Yeah, it's most basketball free throws in 1 minute. He can miss one.
Or three.
He
can miss as many as he wants. He just has
to get a lot in there.
But he made 69. Now, here's the stupid world record.
Stupid world.
That's the spirit.
Two pet rats in the UK have set a Guinness World Record each. A rat named Frankie set the record. That's right, a rat.
That sounds like a rat, doesn't it?
Frankie.
Yeah, he's a rat.
Frankie. They call me Frankie Cheese.
Rats. Rats everywhere with the cheese. Rats and so forth.
Gnawing teeth.
The most high fives by a rat in 30 seconds.
What?
After giving 28 high fives. Well, the rat doesn't know what he's doing.
Of course
he's
not.
Reaching for the
cheese.
The latch of the cage he's in.
Are they trained?
Who's he high-fiving?
To be honest, it is really easy to get a rat to high-five you when his basketball team is winning.
Oh, well, there you go.
When they're winning.
Yeah. Now, is he high-fiving another rat?
Freddie set the record for most.
Who's he high-fiving?
Frankie set the record for most high fives. Freddie set the record for most hoops jumped by a rat.
You couldn't have pretended his name was Mike or something. You know what happens when you mention Freddie.
Oh, I forgot.
not.
Coming up, a little bit of Rodney Carrington and the Fred song.
Okay, that's fine.
You were thinking of the...
Yeah. No, there's a whole...
We have a whole Fred segment.
Where Willie is.
The whole...
Owner Luke Roberts said he began training his rodents when they were 3 months old after watching videos of rats playing basketball.
And the first thing he taught them was this song. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
What an awful, aggressive vocal.
Hear the happy feet dancing to the beat.
To the Freddy.
The 29-year-old, he explained,
everyone thinks they're sewer-dwelling monsters that spread plague, but in reality, pet rats are really very clean, intelligent, and affectionate.
Well, maybe the pet ones.
Well, coming up, there's a reason we have this record. Coming up, there was an International Peace Award given to a rat because of this particular rat's amazing ability to discover landmines in Cambodia.
Really?
Coming up. Fascinating story.
I bet Cambodian rats are gigantic.
African rats.
They are giant rats.
The size of chihuahuas.
And, oh, bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, bigger than chihuahuas. They're in the news, and we'll get to... Oh, wait a minute. Could you grab that, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm doing good. Josh, I never thought she's coming back.
Oh, of course I would, man. I missed you.
Well, I thought you was doing like what the Amish do when they get 18. They go on that bar mitzvah. But you decided to join the gang.
Rum of spring, whatever.
Man, I've had an interesting couple days.
Doing what?
My idiot cousin Lonnie's been staying over again here, Tom.
Uh-huh.
And he took one of them mail-in DNA tests to see all about his ancestry.
Yeah, we've all done that, Donnie. Yeah, it's cool.
Well, according to his DNA, he's 40% German,
right?
30% French,
okay,
and 35% Neanderthal. Man.
Oh, okay.
That's 105.
Yeah, the French part don't surprise me.
Right.
Because me and him both love them breakfast croissants at Burger King.
Those are great.
They taste regular.
Yeah.
And the German part wasn't a shock because Lonnie almost bought a Jetta back in 2002 when he's going through his hipster phase.
Mm-hmm. Volkswagen works fine automobiles.
Still rocking Heelys. But the 40% Neanderthal really caught me off guard because I don't remember no Geico caveman in our family.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, my Uncle Ginbug lived in his backyard bomb shelter for 10 years in the 60s, but that's as close to a cave as anything I remember. Funny thing is, he lived middle of nowhere, but he was convinced the Russian commies were going to take over his place out in the boondocks.
Really?
I guess he figured they wanted his soybeans and four head of cattle. Anyways, it's the Neanderthal thing. I was thinking about it. And I did have a great aunt who looked like a cave woman in the face. She was a professional wrestler, I swear to God.
Yes.
She went by the name of Hilda Moosebush. She had a unibrow. She was built just like Dick the Bruiser.
Wow.
She had a unibrow, real pronounced forehead, which came from headbutting other lady wrestlers.
Okay.
So anyways, now I know where the Baker family came from. So I'm considering going on one of them cave exploration adventures, you know?
Oh.
I think they call it the spunking. See if I feel at home. So I may be gone doing some time out in the wilderness like you did, Josh.
Yeah.
There's one question I've got before I go. Is Lonnie under some kind of legal obligation to reveal his Neanderthal heritage on his Tinder profile?
That's a good question. I don't think so, do you think?
No,
because I sure wouldn't want to be a woman and be shocked, you know, if she had a kid with him and he came out looking like Bam Bam or Flea from the Chili Peppers. I swear to God. Yeah. Good to have you back, Josh.
Thank you, Donnie.
Wouldn't Neanderthal pop up in pretty much everybody's DNA?
I would think, yeah. I think we all came from there.
Maybe we have a common ancestor. I forget how that works, but it's good to know. Now, Josh is back from his trip.
Yeah, I had a nice time.
Now, Josh, once again, you were in North Carolina? Is that right?
Yeah, right at the Tennessee border.
North Carolina, yes.
And you had a big balcony and this cabin in the mountains overlooking the beautiful mountains with flying squirrels.
Did you take pictures?
I did, yeah. I'll go ahead. I haven't been on Instagram in a while. I'll put some stuff up today.
No, thanks.
Please tell me
it's a picture of you from your and your feet looking out over the mountains. Please tell me that's one of the pictures.
I don't have one of those.
That's evidently the most popular picture posted online. Is someone's feet where they are on vacation.
Mm. My view for the week.
This my is my view office. For the week. No one wants to see your gross toes. if you can access them, you have one of those sticks.
Got a foot thing.
What?
Perhaps you might be too overweight.
I need a selfie stick.
That's the only way I've ever seen.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.